I wish I could remember what that verse was. It was light of the Gentiles, something. It was right there on the tip of my tongue in Isaiah, I think. I'll just look it up. Let's see. Oh, hello, my friend. My good friend, Muffai. Suppose you want some milk. Well, you just sit down and wait a minute and let me find something. I've been thinking about this text all day. I have to find it here somewhere. I know you're hungry, Muffai, but you can wait just a moment. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. I know something about waiting, after all. I've been waiting all my life, haven't I? Been my ministry to wait. I've been waiting as long as you've known me. Indeed, you're the third generation of companions that have seen me do nothing but wait. Oh, how many years ago was it when I first understood Daniel's prophecies and realized the Messiah would do his great work in just a few years? I was so excited to live so close to the days when the Messiah would finish transgression and put an end to sin and atone for wickedness and bring in everlasting righteousness. I was excited. Also a little depressed, after all, to live so close to that great event and yet to miss it. I felt rather sorry for myself. Until the Lord made it clear to me, made a startling revelation. He told me that I wouldn't die until I would see his Christ. He didn't say I would live long enough to see him accomplish his work, but that I would see him before I die. So I've been waiting for him. You might think that waiting for anything for so long would be rather boring after all this time, but it hasn't been that way. No, not at all. Every day of my life has been filled with anticipation. Every day full of promise. Each morning I'd wake up and think perhaps today might be the day. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and I wait in expectation. Each night, I've gone to bed with a renewed hope. I am still confident of this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord. How many years have I been waiting to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Huh? By revealing to me that I should see the Christ, God made my life a life of hope. You see, the Lord's Christ, he's the foundation of our hope, Muffai. He's the one. He's the only one who can take away the sins of the world. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. You see, Muffai, God made me a watchman to wait for him. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. That's what we've been waiting for. Redemption. And the passage said that he himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Somehow God will be in this Messiah, this Christ. He will do what all the sacrifices of the temple are unable to do. He'll put an end to those sacrifices by actually redeeming us from our sins. And then nothing will stand between us and God. Not sin, not evil, not disease, not failure, not even death. He'll become a light to our darkness. Yeah, that's the text I'm trying to find. It's a light in darkness. I haven't told you what happened yet, have I? Well, the day started out like any other. I said my morning prayers. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. But something was different today. I had the most compelling urge to go to the temple. Now, ever since the shepherds came with that remarkable story, I have gone to the temple every day. I know I had planned to go there this afternoon, but I had to go there this morning. They were doing dedications of firstborns. You know, when the Lord brought us out of Egypt, on that very day, he said that we must dedicate the firstborn to him, the firstborn male. And there were parents there who were doing that. But there was one set of parents, and for them, it seemed like more than just a ritual. They seemed completely attuned, as if they understood what redemption was about and how it related to the dedication of their firstborn. And when they were asked the name of the child, they said, Yeshua, Jesus, Savior. Well, when I heard the name Savior, a passage from Isaiah came into my mind. I couldn't quote it. I mean, it was in my head. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Listen to this. It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer and Holy One of Israel, to him who was despised and abhorred by the nation, to the servants of rulers. Kings will see you and rise up. Princes will see and bow down because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. And somehow I knew that this child is the one who will be a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to God's people Israel. He will be spoken against. Did you see that in this text? It says, despised and abhorred by the nation. And those who despise him will fall, won't they, Maphi? Yes, they will. But many others will rise through their faith in him. See what it says? It says, in the time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you. I will make you to be a covenant for the people, to say to the captives, come out. And to those in darkness, be free. Surely the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And those who have waited for the Lord's salvation will be rewarded. But oh, Maphi, there are many who have given up hope. They've given up waiting. They think the Lord has forgotten his promises. See, that's in the same text. Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast? Have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Somehow I felt constrained to warn his mother that a sword would pierce her own soul because I don't know what sacrifices will be required of her son before he becomes a light to the Gentiles. Then they let me hold the child. Somehow that changed everything. God has fulfilled his promises, and the Savior has come, and I held him in my arms. I always wondered what it would be like to finally find him. Because in a sense, you know, finding him would mean that the work of my whole life had come to an end. When I held him in his arms, I knew that my charge to be a watchman was over. The first thing I said, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. Yeah. You know, for all these years, I knew every single day, I knew that I would not die, for I had not yet seen the Christ. Now I can die in peace, anytime. But holding him didn't feel like death. Felt I was holding life itself. Today was not the end of my life, Maphi. Today was only the end of my waiting. The time for waiting is over. With Jesus has come the time for finding eternal life with God. My life began today as I saw my salvation and held him in my arms. I wonder how many more lives will begin by embracing him. Well, now that I've found this text, let's see if I can find you some milk, my friend.